Thanks.
Well, Trev, do you put Mitch through a test today to give him a chance of tomorrow night, or have you wiped out tomorrow night for him?
No, he'll have a practice today, see how he goes and see how he pulls up out of that. So we won't know until later on, and probably even tomorrow, to see how he pulls up from there. But he's practiced pretty strongly just a little bit the last couple of days, but today's a real big test for him.
Do you have to consider, and I know you only take it 1 week at a time or one game at a time, but do you have to consider the advancing through to a grand final series where his extra body might be an extra advantage for you?
I think that's probably for the medical staff. We're just locked on to this game right now, and we'll get advice over that, but he won't play if he's not ready, I'll put it that way.
So at what point of tomorrow do you actually have to make a decision? Is there a deadline time for
not that I know of, yeah.
So you could wait until all up until they run out?
I guess.
Because Lockie's his replacement, is that
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
yeah. So do you have to tell them?
I know, Sunday.
Sunday.
So look, we won't play that. If he's ready, he's ready. If he doesn't pull up well and doesn't get through it, he won't play.
Can you one-on, one-off with, can you play Mitch and Sunday? If Mitch pulls up sore the next, for plays tomorrow, then pulls up sore the next day, can Sunday then come in for Saturday or... Well, no, that sounds strange. So once Mitch is in...
You're confusing me.
Yeah, once Mitch is in, is he totally in for the whole thing?
Well, I'll cross that bridge when he's
okay.
in. All right, I'll answer that one when he's in. So let's get to the first one first.
The game itself.
Yes.
What have you looked at... Because you haven't played Brisbane for quite some
right.
time. How have you studied them and got yourself used to what they've been doing and how they are up against you as well?
Yeah, no, it's a different team. They've had different imports every time that we've played. They had Holt and Igwe was there earlier in the year and G. So certainly different imports in there. We haven't played them since December, a couple of months ago. So, yeah, it's a little bit different, but we're also playing a little bit better than we did. We kept on getting improving and we're looking forward to it.
A lot has been spoken about Patterson and some experts say you don't have an actual match-up for him. What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, I think Tirico is pretty good. Yeah, he'll match up with him, match up well with him. So, Tirico, that game against Adelaide, he was really good, giving us that spark off the bench. And defensively, he's been solid all year, so that hasn't kept me up at night.
What's the key to stopping Patterson?
Yeah, well, it's collectively with the team. You know, we haven't shied away that we're a very good defensive team, and if we're going to win a championship, it's the defensive end that's going to do it. And we got different looks out there of pressing, of zoning, and man-to-man. So we'll get a little bit of everything out there.
You spoke last week about the last week and a half being a time of healing. Where is the team at? Are they healed? Are they ready to go? Are you confident heading into tomorrow?
Yeah, Tirico and Greg had a really good session yesterday, so that was their main one. We'll lighten them up for today. But, I think Mitch is the only doubtful one there, and we'll come in. We've got no excuses whatsoever. And we'll give this thing a good crack. Sorry. Yep.
If Mitch doesn't play for Sunday, does it's an amazing story Sunday to have gone from not on a roster to playing finals and having a crack at it at this point of the year.
Yeah, no, he's done a great job. We've thrown him out into the Wolves a couple of times and under pressure situations against Adelaide and against Melbourne, particularly the last weekend of the year, and even against Sydney he did well. So. Yeah, he's relishing the opportunity if he gets it, and I'm sure he's going to do well.
The three-point threat from Brisbane, how do you go about stopping
that? Yeah, that's a big one. It's, Glidden caught fire with his last on. We, know how much that and Kadee and Tarangi and, they got some a lot of different scorers out there. So that's something that we're going to have to defend well.
How do you go about doing that?
I don't know. I'll tell you tomorrow night. So, yeah. Look, we've got some pretty good defensive players as well. So... but it's a big factor that they can really light the scoreboard up, and they've done it on us a couple of times. We just have to make sure that we're not giving them free looks, make sure they're contested and put them under pressure.
Have you been doing anything different in training? Were you doing anything different today to prepare
that? It's just sharpening up. The boys are really anxious. It's not not playing for 10 or 12 days. They're like a caged tiger. They want to get out and play against, playing, especially in the finals. So... hopefully we'll bring that energy tomorrow night.
Is Greg Kaya feeling a bit better as well with his shoulder?
Yeah, he got through yesterday a really good job, and Greg's a pretty tough character, and especially with his retirement this year, I don't think he wants to sit out too long, and he's been a valuable part of our team.
How much have you looked at the way in which Lance Lewis double
Yeah, it's nothing new that Adelaide did the same to us a couple of weeks ago, and then Melbourne did the same to us last time. So we kept a couple of things up our sleeve ready for that, and hopefully we'll execute well tomorrow night.
Do you think the team's got a lot better at dealing with that over the season?
Yeah, without a question. You know, it's like I said, it's not something new. We're used to Bryce getting double teamed, sometimes triple teamed, and it's really getting the pieces in the right place, and we've done a really good job of that the last month.
I was actually looking at the stats, Trev. It's 30 wins apiece for you and Andre Lallanis. You go against a coach like that, is it how much, particularly in finals, how much comes into strategy per game?
Yeah, it's Andre's a great coach, without a question, and he's got a smorgasbord of plays up his sleeve, so it's really not getting exposed too much. You know, he'll have something out of the dead balls, but you know, we respect the team. That's a great, talented team. They've done a great job of getting into the playoffs, and but now it takes it up a notch, and hopefully we can match that. And what's that, 60 games is a lot of games, isn't it? So we're dead even. One more will be even.
With Bryce, he's in the unusual position of actually averaging more points in finals than he does in the regular season.
Mm.
What is it about him at this time of year that makes him step up and be even more special than he is normally?
Yeah, he's just... he loves the big moments, and big moment players really step up. You know, the old saying, cream rises to the top. He's certainly one of those guys. And I guess playing him a little bit of point guard too has gave us a bit of a different look, and especially with Clint and Tirico out there, they can't double team as much. And Bryce is a very intelligent player that creates opportunities out there when he does it. So, yeah, hopefully you'll have another good final series.
Do you sense a spring in his step this time of year? Where it all really matters?
I think they're all got a spring in their step. They're a little bit cranky. They're training all the time. They're ready to play. So we can't wait for tomorrow.
You had a good chat to your three leaders yesterday after training. Can you give us an insight into what was said there?
No, I can't. It stays in-house. But it's just more so what we want to achieve on the court. And these guys have been there numerous times, three, four championships between them. And it's to lead by example. It's not get too rushed and not get too anxious. Just play our normal game. And these guys are a big part of why we've been successful.
Do you think Jesse could be the ace up your sleeve this playoff campaign? It seems like in the last two games he's found a little bit of form.
Yeah, you're right. And we've done a better job of putting him in the right spots before we didn't. So we made some adjustments out there to get Jesse in the right spot where he's open a lot more, and hopefully that'll happen tomorrow night.
How much impact is the travel? I mean, Brisbane's quite far away. How do the players cope with that?
Yeah, I think we're in Perth, we're especially used to it. I think we're close to two trips around the world per year, you know, 100,000 miles travel-wise. So the guys are used to it and the routine out there. We just hope the plane's not too crowded tomorrow, but normally they look after us pretty well. And it's a big turnaround. It's the play a game on the plane, play a game, and then the third one if needed. So it's a big travel ask, and hopefully we're okay with it.
Do you get back on the Saturday?
We get back on the Sunday.
On the Sunday.
Yeah.